Human beings owe their life to the sea. 4 in 10 humans rely on the ocean for food. Marine life produces 70% of our oxygen. 90% of global goods travel via shipping lanes. We turn to the sea for solace. Ocean-based tourism in the U.S. alone is worth $124 billion a year, and medical advancement. An enzyme used for COVID-19 testing was originally sourced from bacteria found in the ocean's hydrothermal vents. The ocean also acts as a giant planetary air conditioner. Over the past century, the ocean has absorbed 93% of the heat trapped in the atmosphere by greenhouse gas emissions. If all that heat hadn't been taken up by the ocean, we'd all be living in Death Valley conditions by now, says marine conservation biologist Callum Roberts at the UK's University of York. But we humans have also been squeezing life out of the sea. Increased CO2 levels in the atmosphere have made the ocean more acidic, threatening food chains. Warming waters are not only killing sea life, they are also changing currents and affecting global weather patterns. Meanwhile, we dump 8 million tons of waste into the ocean a year, in addition to agricultural and industrial runoff that poisons coastal areas. At the rate we are harvesting fish by 2050, there will likely be more plastic than fish in the oceans. A 2019 report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned that without profound economic and institutional transformations, there would be irreversible damage to oceans and sea ice. This was supposed to be the year those transformations began. A series of international policy meetings in 2020 was meant to set global targets for managing fish populations, restoring biodiversity, and controlling pollution. As it did with so much this year, the coronavirus pandemic put those talks on hold. Nonetheless, environmentalists, scientists, policymakers, and ocean advocates are working desperately to keep the momentum going, aware that this might be the last best chance they have to reverse the tide. What's the phrase? Never let a good crisis go to waste. As we restart the economy, this is the chance to reset our goals for a healthy ocean, says Carlos M. Duarte, a Spanish marine biologist at the King Abdullah University of Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia. We have a very narrow window of opportunity where we can actually still be effective. 20 years from now, it will be too late.